It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitz Peterson. We're going to talk about a couple of things. If you haven't noticed it driving around and seen it on the roads, Price City has a new fire truck, and we're going to talk to you about what it took to get that truck and how necessary what they all went through to get it was. So you need to take the time and hear what he's saying and thank your city council, thank everybody, because this was a necessary thing that had to happen. And then, you know what, we're wintertime. We always worry about driving the canyon roads. We're going to give you kind of some ideas and some tips of things that maybe you can have in your car and maybe change your mentality when you're driving is going to help you get through the canyon roads and just really any roads in the winter months. Fitz, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave, as always.
So let's first off start with the fire truck. Now, this thing is, I've seen it. It's beautiful.
Correct.
And it was necessary. We had to have this one. So I'm going to kind of let you give a little background into all of that.
So we have our city, and we protect part of the county, too. We have a county contract to protect areas that aren't part of the city. We have two pumpers, and a pumper is a fire piece of apparatus that carries water and a pump that puts fires out. That's what they do. A ladder, for example, we have one of those, too, has a big 100-foot ladder that goes to the roof on Main Street, things like that. But these two pumpers are the key. In Price, the two pumpers were 30 years old and 25 years old. It's been something that we've been discussing for the 3 years I've been here. It needs to be replaced. I got a couple bids. Things were in process. But the 30-year-old eventually was inspected by our fleet department, and it was determined that it was going to need an overhaul. We sent it to a local vendor to confirm that. They confirmed it, and an overhaul for a 30-year-old Detroit diesel, which they don't make anymore. Initially, we were told it was going to be tens of thousands of dollars in 2 months to fix, just to get the parts. That eventually changed to 1 year, so it needs to be gone for a year. The emergency came because if I were to send that up to Salt Lake where it needed to go, I would have been at 50% capability of our pumping and protecting our citizens, and that put puts not only the citizens at risk, but it puts the firefighters at risk because they have 50% less capabilities for tools. So this is the biggest tool in our toolbox, almost literally, and the emergency came, presented it to my mayor, and the mayor was willing to take it to the council, and they had a debate. Nobody's happy about spending money that they weren't planning on, and that was the downside. The upside is that it was all voted for and got passed, and we're finding ways to fund it. It's being taken care of, but it was very stressful because not having that engine was something that I just couldn't do as a fire chief.
And once again, as you said, nobody likes to put out money that they're not expecting to pay, but this really was something that had to happen. It truly did. And now you've got one pumper truck that is good to go for the next 25 plus years.
Right. And the standard is 20 years. But when you have a community this size with the budget that we have, you really need to plan on 30 years. So what the national standard is and what the standard is when you don't have the funding, 30 years is really the better target. So we were lucky enough to get a piece of equipment that is designed to last as long as possible. And 30 years is remarkable. 20 years is the standard.
And you were saying that the other one now, your other pumper truck, is it 27?
It's 25.
25. So,
and that's our next target. And typically, to get funding, to get grants and stuff like that, it's a two-year process. And then it takes 2 years to order one. When you order one, you sign a contract, then you get in line. And the manufacturer is out 26 months right now. So that could fluctuate a little bit, but materials are higher. The costs are much higher. We're never going to get one for $595 is what we paid for the current one. And so that has to be planned for. But so the next one, the 25-year-old, will have to be ready in 4 years, and that's what we started that process now.
And so that way you're going to get the grants and everything in place, and then you order it. And that, like you said, it's 2 years to get the grants in place, and then it's going to be another 2 years waiting for them to deliver on this one.
That's correct. And by the time that happens, let's say it's 2 years from now, it might be 2.5 years to order. It just depends. Everybody's behind. COVID has had its impact even on the manufacturing side of vehicles, as we all know.
All right, so we've got that. We've got a new pumper truck to keep the community safe. And the other way we're going to talk about keeping the community safe is something that we all do quite often, and that's travel canyon roads. And you were saying that you haven't had anything major go on, but you know what? It's always ready and best to be prepared when you're heading, you know, up the Wasatch Front or even over to the Uinta Basin or something like that. So we kind of talked about some different things that we wanted to let people know that, you know, they can do and also maybe carry with them in their vehicles. So what kind of things can people do and should they expect when they do this travel?
One of the things that I always encourage people to do is do a little bit of pre-planning. If you need to be somewhere at 7 o'clock, please don't leave 2 hours prior to that, because it takes 2 hours to get to your appointment. So you have to plan a lot, and nothing's worse than getting to your appointment too early, except one thing, and that is having a medical or some sort of emergency in the canyon. That's much worse than getting early. So please leave early. Please understand that canyon isn't about your driving. That canyon is about everybody's driving while you're driving. That's the issue. I'm very comfortable, particularly in my city vehicle, going up those canyons, but it's the others that impact us that I worry about. All of our accidents have all kinds of factors involved, but the majority of them have one component, and that is it's more than one person's involvement that led to the crash. It's rarely a one-person thing. So you have to be prepared for other things. I worry about people being stuck in that canyon. I worry about people running out of fuel. That has to be something that you have to pre-plan for. Please don't go into that canyon environment without being fully fueled or close to that. And then have some emergency supplies. A basic first aid kit is really up to you, but I always tell people to have something that would stop bleeding. That's the most important emergency. I don't worry about minor things. Worry about big things. But blankets, you should have a way to charge your batteries or jump somebody else, help them out like that. Food and water is very important. The basic maintenance of your vehicle probably is one of the most important things, and I can't reiterate that enough, and that's something that you have to do before any trip.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just be safe, be prepared, be over-prepared. Let's put it that way.
Be over-prepared. Check those. People like to check those cameras. If you do social media, check what other people are writing. You know, do more than check the cameras. Call people that you know that have been in the canyon and be prepared for that. I even listen to you. You and I have talked about that. You do wonderful reports when you're aware of problems in the canyon.
And you've called.
I have, and I will continue to do that because you and I have a relationship. And I've said more than once, I would tell people not to go until the light comes out.
I think is one of the more important things, too, is, yes, we understand that sometimes you've got to be at a certain place at a certain time. But if it's just a trip that, you know, wait until the sun comes up. So you can see better and have a better visibility as you're out there.
And you know, through my personal stuff that I see medical doctors every mm-hmm. once in a while, there's twice in the past year where I've had a plan by using a hotel, and I don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. But when you know there's a storm coming in and you know that you're going to be traveling at night in the dark, it is much safer just to get that hotel that you don't want to do. Be near your appointment and be safer. So that it's worked for me. I'm giving you that advice. I know it's an expense. I know that.
All right, Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, thank you so much for coming in. It's all about keeping people safe in 2023.
I agree.
All right, once again, thank you for coming in and spending the time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.